From Cherry Hill Publishing. Through These Veins by Anne Marie Ruff. Narrated by the author. Washington, D.C., 2004. The grandfather clock had already struck 12 when Robert slipped into bed next to Sydney. She grumbled in irritation, half asleep. He said nothing, thankful for her sleep and the darkness. He was unprepared to speak aloud of what he had seen tonight in the lab. If the results of his initial viral screenings were accurate, he had performed the screening twice, disbelieving the initial data. They signaled the discovery of his career. The plant samples that Stefano Giotti had so intriguingly sent Robert from his latest expedition in Ethiopia seemed to harbor something no one else had yet found. In Robert's lab, the compounds from the Ethiopian leaves had battled against one of the modern world's most insidious diseases, HIV, and won. A drug based on the Ethiopian compounds could mean husbands could stay with their wives, mothers could live to care for their children, babies born with the disease could grow up and grow old before they died. Millions of people would take a step back from the brink of death. It was too early to say. He knew that. There would be a host of other tests, different viral strains, toxicology tests, animal testing, before the human trials could even begin. There would be articles to publish, papers to defend at conferences, funding to justify. Isolating, synthesizing, testing, standardizing, and transforming the natural compound into a useful drug would take years of work. But for tonight, he let his thoughts wander through the possibilities, knowing the plant in his lab would be waiting tomorrow, ready to seduce him again with its potential.